Support for Fat Guy Radio Show comes from Audible.com, a provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 audio programs from leading audio publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. For Fat Guy Radio Show listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice when you try Audible free for 30 days. A title they suggest is The Hobbit, Unabridged by J.R.R. Tolkien. Try Audible today with a free audiobook of your choice. Go to audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
You've never met Wally?
Yeah, I have.
You have? It's not broken.
I didn't realize we were on air. I just gave you a crazy look.
Yeah, you did. It's not broke Wally. Wally, our AC.
I never said he was broke Wally.
You talked bad about Wally.
Okay, he doesn't go Wally. He goes.
He does. He speaks. He's not. What did you call him? Ghetto
Wally.
He's not ghetto. Wally, our air conditioning system. What do you have to say, buddy? See, there he is. See,
you have to plug him in. Wally just goes.
Yeah, Wally. He has his own theme music too.
Sounds like angry chipmunk. That's what's in it. It's a chipmunk.
It's Wally.
Ghetto Wally. I've never seen that thing move.
He doesn't move. He just cools the room down.
Yeah, he moves.
Oh, he's
moves
an AC
air.
Unit.
He moves the air. Air.
Disney's gonna sue us.
You know what? I'm not surprised that they have. Have you seen the Wally movie?
I was bored.
Because you watched the Wally movie?
During it. I was bored watching it.
How do you just get like... What interests you then, man? Like, everything you... I was bored.
Everything you seem to like is... I don't. That bores me.
This is going
to
make...
let's go to church.
That's going to make for a really great radio relationship. Everything I like, Anthony does not.
Yeah, like...
Okay, well, tell me...
Everything Anthony likes, you do. Doesn't make sense.
I know, because I'm a sponge. I'm willing to absorb as much new learning experiences as possible.
That's why
like
you're
a
brown,
fossilized
huh?
sponge.
Fossilized.
That's why he's brown.
That's why I'm brown. Sponge. I absorb all the pollution in the air and
the bad stuff.
The bad stuff.
You ain't absorbing enough.
So what are the things you like then?
I like The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. I can play that. I can play Under the Sea on the piano.
The piano.
The piano.
At least that's what he hears. It's just like dong, dong from his forehead trying to get the Cheetos or whatever your mom put on it.
My mom, she put Fig Newtons.
Oh, those are good. Oh, one thing I like.
Yes, finally, we have some kind of connection.
And
we
it's the white like, man's treat.
We both like Fig Newtons.
I love Fig Newtons.
I'm not a big fan.
Of course, there's always the oddball out.
Yeah. Filipios, you're the odd one here today.
It's okay.
He's always the
I'm
odd
okay
one.
With it.
Yeah, that's what he does.
That's what I do.
So we like Fig Newtons. We connect on food.
It depends.
Maybe.
Okay, we like to eat.
Healthy.
And
I don't really.
I was about to say.
Organic for me.
Oh, bull. Can you afford organic?
Hey, just because you can't afford real food and you go outside of your front yard.
I grow
and you,
my stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Just because you organic eat your grass does not make it organic.
It's weeds, actually.
It's weeds.
It's not even
you don't
grass.
Eat it. Well, he smokes it.
That's the wrong weed. My weed still has seeds and stems in it.
Oh, that ain't weed. That's just wrong.
That's bunk stuff right
I'm,
there.
I'm sorry.
It's oregano.
We'll have to.
Not even. His is brown.
Oh.
At least the oregano is green.
Oregano is green. I get it on my pizzas all the time.
How many pizzas do you get?
As many as it takes. That's
five.
Why.
Extra large from
Five
Hungry
extra
Howie's.
Large? No.
Oh, you have to do the all-you-can-eat at Peter Piper.
Have you seen that new pizza, that Pizza Hut pizza that's like 3 feet long?
Oh, I can't eat
yes,
that.
Yes, I seen
I cannot
that.
Eat their food.
They're bringing it back.
Oh. It's in a big old box with like sides and stuff.
Yeah, it's a big cartoon-sized dipping pizza. You don't like Pizza
wait.
Hut?
No. No, it actually makes me gross. Like, it makes me throw up.
It makes you
gross. It makes me gross. Yeah, I start.
Are you sure that's throw up and not, you know?
And no, it's not last night's client. Or this morning, you know, on call.
Ooh, 1-800 get you some fun.
On the lunch break special.
1-800 get you that stinky stuff.
Yeah, oh, 1-800 choke that hoe.
I don't get choked. I'm too experienced.
All right, well, that's a good place. Let's come on and start the show. Good God.
I thought we already started.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
Top 10 thoughts going through my mind while presenting tonight's top 10 list. You see what we're doing?
Yes, yes.
You have to go inside. We're going inside now.
In.
The brain, the mind of Dave Letterman.
Inside.
Yeah. Well, as I read. Thank you. Many people go in. Not everyone comes out. Here we go, number 10. 9 more to go. Thoughts going through my mind right now. Number 9, forgot to make sure they were good. Number 8, how are we only on number 8? Number 7, hey, my license plate number has a 7 in it. Number 6, is that a giant walking stick or are you just enjoying the list? Thoughts going through my mind. Number 5, if we'd done a top 5 list, America could be spared half these lame jokes. Well, that's true. Number 4, what self-respecting man recites lists for a living? Number 3, why does he look at me like that? Number 2, if number 1 ain't funny, I'm retiring. And the number 1 thought going through Dave's mind while presenting the top 10 list, Johnny never had to do this.
Live from the BDB Radio Network studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
That made him giggle.
Nice.
What is happening right now? May 21st, 2015, live from Studio G, checking out a book from Osama bin Laden's bookshelf. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and AHA Radio Network, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. There was an extra and in there. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7. Or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air. Now, those of you that are watching us on Ustream, there's something new that our Ustream family has done now. So when I read the spots, you can now see me and the spots. Which is really
weird.
As long
as there's not a commercial.
As long as it's not, if there's not a commercial. Or you're watching it on replay on our exclusive, the Vimeo page.
That was horrible.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. For my listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook and download with a free 30-day trial. To give you the opportunity to check out their service, a highly ranked title they suggest is When to Rob a Bank, and 131 more warped suggestions and well-intended rants. Written by Stephen D. Levitt, Stephen J. Dubner, narrated by Stephen J. Dubner, Stephen D. Levitt, and Eric Bergman. And here's a clip from the audiobook itself.
Airplane carry-on restrictions will stay in place for now. The ban has now been lifted on cigarette lighters. While it seems crazy to keep people from bringing toothpaste, deodorant, or water through security, it didn't seem so strange to ban lighters. I wonder whether the lighter manufacturers were lobbying for or against this rule change. On the one hand, having 22,000 lighters confiscated per day would seem good for business. On the other hand,
and to get when to rob a bank and 131 more warp suggestions and well-intended rants, or to download your free audiobook of your choice today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. And Audible is a proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show. Hell, welcome to the show, everybody!
Hi, everybody.
Everybody, everywhere. We are listening to The Late Show with David Letterman's opening band right now, which is also known as Paul Schaefer.
Or the guy from the Magic Mountain, or what's it? Magic Mountain commercial, right?
Was Paul Schaefer in the Magic Mountain commercial?
I don't know, some bald guy that looked like him.
Probably so, I don't know.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
No.
It's totally creepy.
Are you talking about Mr. Clean?
No, that's the other bald white guy.
Bald white guy now, huh?
The Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra is what we're listening to, because, of course, the biggest thing that's happening on the planet, no, it has nothing to do with them finding Osama bin Laden's personal library and him being afraid of being watched, which is exactly what they were doing. We're watching him.
I think all Americans are afraid of being watched, because we're all being watched.
We're being watched right now by you out there in listening.
Well, I was talking more about the government.
Oh, the big brother.
Yeah, the people up there.
The government.
I'm so scared of saying their name. They might try to get back to me.
The federal government.
Oh, the USA.
But the big news, of course, is that David Letterman has retired. 33 years of doing The Late Show with David Letterman. Started on NBC, went over to CBS, and it's the biggest thing that happened. And I, for one, sat down last night and watched the his entire final show.
I thought he already retired like last week or a month ago.
Well, you know what? It has been the longest goodbye.
It has been.
Because he started saying goodbye back in March.
I've been saying goodbye for the past like 10 years.
What is this?
Funeral music.
It's not. He's not dead.
Why not?
He's dead to television.
Dead?
He's not dead.
Well, if it wasn't for that makeup they put on him, he looked like a corpse up there.
Did you watch David Letterman?
I have seen some of David Letterman.
Some of that? I grew up watching. Okay, cut the funeral music. Good night. I grew up watching David Letterman. Is the gate wide open or is it closed?
It's wide open.
Okay, can we close it a little bit? Because I'm hearing a whole lot of room.
I'm like, what gate? I'm all looking around.
The gate that's supposed to say exit.
Yeah, it's supposed to say exit only, but no, breathe in.
I don't.
Breathe out. All right, we'll get into that. That's a pre-show joke. Did you watch David Letterman, Late Show with David Letterman?
I don't watch it. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Even as long as he's been on the air?
Well, as long as he's been on the air, I was a little kid, so he's always been that really old dude on TV.
Well, I remember what David Letterman, if I can just have a quick introspective of him, is I actually remember when I was a little child and my dad.
You were little?
Younger.
He was fresh out of college.
When I was younger, I should say, because I've never been little. Thank you, Lett, for pointing that out. Damn it, wrong button. I remember my dad, cheating.
Fingers were too big to hit the button.
I missed it. I hit the side of the machine.
We're putting your finger on a diet.
You got to go up.
Or at least liposuction for that finger, something.
I'm trying to have an introspective about David Letterman here. These two rooms are like, your finger. Up.
Damn. Up. There you go.
Damn. I remember my dad would allow me to stay up some nights on school nights to watch David Letterman, because here on the West Coast, he always came on like at 10:30 at night forever that I can remember. And it was some of those like really cool moments with growing up that I remember with David Letterman. And I don't think I've ever mentioned it here on the show, but I was very much inspired by David Letterman and what he did. He started off like we are now. Not doing an internet radio show, but doing radio.
Well, when are we going to get on TV then?
we're working our way there.
Okay.
Started on radio, then became a weather broadcaster, and then it just kind of like grew from there. But I get his smaltzy shtick that David Letterman does. He has that schmaltzy type of cornyisms, if you will, when he did his show. And I loved it. I really did. And I, my career, my entertainment career was really influenced a lot by David Letterman. And that's why I kind of want to take, you know, that right off the top, you know, to say that this was actually a little sad for me to see him gone.
I don't get it. David Letterman is like a nice hot cup of water with unsalted crackers.
Because you didn't. It's because you didn't get it. You didn't get it like I got it. And I know there's going to be people that feel the same way that you feel about him, but I honestly didn't. I'm going to miss the fact that, because I think that this wasn't just David Letterman retiring. I think that the whole late night talk show thing is coming to an end. Do you watch Jimmy Kimmel?
Love him.
Of course. See?
Okay.
What about Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, God, no, I can't stand him.
Okay, so Jimmy Kimmel is nowhere near to what David Letterman was, but that's where late-night television is going, to the audience and the demographics of Jimmy Kimmel.
To us young people.
To us young people. That's it. You know, because it's not the same show as David Letterman. Jimmy Kimmel's show is more about the gags and the bits. And then the interviews are secondary versus David Letterman. It was all about the interviews, and then the gags and the bits were secondary. He did stupid human tricks, stupid pet tricks. He made a deli owner famous. A deli owner. Nothing.
You two made Justin Bieber famous, but you, who cares? Yeah,
and look at what we have out of that. What but, do we? But David Letterman, I really think that this is an end. Jimmy Fallon is funny, but Jimmy Fallon is like a clip show and radio bits.
How about Craig Ferguson? He was amazing. He was like this, like AA rehabilitated, but still not rehabilitated, crazy person. Now, he's amazing. He was funny.
I think Craig Ferguson is funny. I haven't watched a lot of him, but I would prefer Craig Ferguson versus like Jimmy Fallon and all those other guys. I would, because Craig Ferguson actually is funny.
He really is.
I agree. He is funny. But he doesn't, again, it's a different show. But I don't think you're wrong in the way that you perceive.
I'm not wrong. I mean, no, I never said that.
The way that you perceive David Letterman, because David Letterman admitted, like, after an after show interview, that he had totally missed the younger generation and totally missed, like, social media. They never really embraced social media. Jimmy Fallon, he's a social media king. I mean, was it him that put out that fake clip of that girl trying to twerk upside down and then set the thing on? Was that Jimmy Fallon that did that?
She fell into glass. Oh, yeah, she fell into the table and it set the room on fire.
Yeah, but it really wasn't. It wasn't real. She was a stunt.
Yeah, but it was funny.
It was funny, but
I thought it was real at first. So.
Everybody did. Everybody got fooled by it, but it turned out to be a show's bit.
I'm glad I wasn't concerned when that happened.
A show's radio, but you guys just don't get it. You guys this is what's wrong with your generation. You guys just don't get it.
We don't understand an 80-year-old man's jokes, okay?
No, you don't understand the trailblazing that he has done for the entertainment industry, how he thought outside of the box, how he changed how late night television happened. You don't even know the person that he took over for. You couldn't even tell me who he took over for.
He's yelling at us now.
I wasn't even born. How am I supposed to know?
It's history. It's part of television history.
Late night history.
Late night history.
When I'm sleeping.
No, I'm not sleeping. I'm avoiding.
Let me ask you both.
Okay.
Do you know the name Johnny Carson?
Nope.
Yes.
You know the name Johnny Carson?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Philippians, you don't.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Well, I like Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson is who David Letterman took over for.
Now, who's taking over for David Letterman?
But I can't remember what that guy's name is. Craig Ferguson or something like that.
I hope it's Craig
Ferguson. No, it's not Craig Ferguson. No, it's, I don't know. I'll Google it. Say what you're going to say. I'm sorry, Anthony. What are you going to say?
It doesn't matter, because apparently David Letterman's off, and that's all that matters.
No, say what you're going to say. This is my way of actually having you pad while I search up who's taking over for David Letterman.
Okay. No, Johnny Carson was amazing. He was funny. He was intelligent. He did a bunch of cool stuff, but David Letterman was just not him.
Not even like, no, he wasn't. But not even the whole David Letterman feud between him and Jay Leno.
Can't stand him either.
Jay Leno, oh, I'm with you on the Jay Leno.
Hey, you know,
I've got lots of cars. Ah, Philippians, you should like Jay Leno. He's a car guy.
Yeah, but
yeah,
he's
I got 100 cars. Here.
Look at my chin.
Look at my hair.
My face is long. Nothing.
I have pale skin.
That moon behind David Letterman for what? Didn't he have a moon on his thing? Or his? I don't know.
On
I didn't
his
watch
set?
It. Yeah, I didn't
no,
watch it.
He didn't. Okay. Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is taking over for
that. David I will Letterman. Watch. He's funny.
Stephen Colbert. He's political, is he not?
Politically funny.
I thought I've never watched a Stephen Colbert report or whatever it is.
It was funny.
I don't get political talk.
Because you're, well, you probably won't like him because you're a Republican and all.
Who said I was a Republican?
You got all this money.
Who said I'm a Republican?
You're not?
No.
You're white.
Oh, yeah,
white.
You are. That's why.
I'm not, just because I'm white has absolutely nothing to do with my political affiliation.
And his other idol is Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice? I thought that was a side item to the chicken.
That was some ugly side item.
I am not Republican, nor am I Democrat.
You act like it.
I do not. I'm trying to have a great interpersonal expression about David Letterman, and you two rubes can't even grab hold to it. Sure, because if I'm not talking about a freaking Kardashian or some chick twerking upside down and falling into a plate, you guys
Of all, I have no interest in a Kardashian or any other chick twerking.
Yeah, but you clearly. But David Letterman, I'm sad to see him go.
Oh,
I'm sad to see him go. It's gonna suck. Late night television is over. It's the end of an era.
That just means go to bed early. That's it.
Well, I have to go to bed anyway. I never can watch him live. I have to DVR it because I'm old and I can't stay up that late anymore. I know. Sad for me, right?
No.
I used to mimic David Letterman, though.
How? I want to hear it.
Okay, I was when I was a trainer back in the day. Back
a
in
trainer.
The day.
What the heck a trainer. A trainer. How to get fat?
No, not how to get fat. Jesus Christ. Oh, wrong one.
Thank you.
Your finger knew it.
You don't get a bell.
True feelings come out at the beginning.
I was a trainer for American Express, a subsidiary company of American Express, many, 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 many years ago, probably 12, 13 years ago. And when I would sit in front of the class, I would sit at a desk and I would have flashcards in my hands or whatever. And one of David Letterman's bits is that he would take his cards when he's doing like the top 10 list, and after he reads it, he'd throw it over his shoulder, and you'd hear a glass break when he threw something over his shoulder. I would do that exact same thing in the training class. Like after I finished reading off the card, I'd throw it. So like at the end of the training course for that day, there'd just be cards all over the floor. You know, nobody thought it was funny, but to me, I was just unhinging my jaw. And another thing that David Letterman did is that he would do a little bit where he would take his pen. He had a microphone that sat on his desk, and he
this guy sounds innovative. We have to watch.
And he would tap on his microphone, and it would. And I would do the exact same thing.
I think all of our audience just like clicked right off. Yep.
No, there are people out there that are like, oh my God, I remember when David Letterman would do that.
Who? Okay. Who?
I'm just everybody doesn't think the way you two narrow-minded rubes think.
You call me narrow-minded, huh?
I did.
What's a rube?
Exactly. My point.
Something good.
It's not something good. It's David Letterman. Who would you miss if
you're saying David Letterman's the rube?
No, I'm saying you two are the rube.
You just said that.
Are y'all listening to the same damn show as I am?
No. I'm making the show that you're making.
Clearly not.
I checked out.
Yeah, I know. You checked out. Okay, well then, since you two boobs checked out, what the hell do you want to talk about? Exactly.
Exactly.
So how you gonna
talk about eggs now?
How the hell you're...
So how do you like your eggs?
I like them scrambled.
I like them runny.
It's runny as in over easy, sunny side up. What do you mean?
I hate both.
I'm sunny
right
side
now
up. I like a medium. Because I like it when you just poke the fork in it and it oozes. Gives a lot
oozes
of great flavor.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, tortilla and eggs.
Mm.
Oh,
they are really having a conversation about eggs right now.
We're going somewhere to get some tortilla and eggs.
Tortilla egg. Oh. And some papas.
With
right
some
on
cheese
it
on top of it.
David Letterman in the into eggs and tortillas. Only on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, you said exactly.
Oh,
you didn't have to say egg.
I did not say exactly.
Exactly.
David Letterman was very influential in my life, and you guys
and
just don't get it. He had an egghead, but he went through Scandal. You like Scandal?
I heard about that a little
that
bit.
That show?
He was like, no, not the show. Oh, my God. What the hell? Somebody just got the biggest motorcycle and just drove it.
Oh, I thought that was Wally getting pissed off, too.
Farting everywhere.
I'm like, Wally, yeah, we want to pass.
He was wrapped up in David Letterman had a scandal where he was banging bitches on his staff. Like
bitches on his staff.
Like a year after he had gotten married. Oh, then he had triple bypass heart surgery.
He should have retired then.
And he came back on the stage and he came back on the show and he thanked all the doctors and he cried.
Yeah, he thanked them by paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, they're
to
doctors,
rush him.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win you guys.
No, his heart he has.
I don't know, but his heart was two sizes too small.
He had a baby heart.
I'm not going to win you guys over. I'm going to, you know what? I'll sell the
He's
David.
He's already retired. What are you winning over?
It's our first show since he retired. I'm just trying to get you guys to understand how influential.
I just wanted to be the second show until he retired because, yeah, I'm on nerves already.
I'm on his nerves. I'm on his nerves. All right. Well, I guess all you guys want to talk about is eggs and tortillas.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that's on. Dave, it's your boy Corey Blaze, even though you don't know who I am and probably never will be. I miss you.
Good riddance.
Hashtag thank you, Dave.
Godspeed, old chap.
Godspeed, old chap. Man, it's just like pulling teeth, man. I can understand how the knowledge base and the experience between us three. And Anthony, I thought you coming on was going to give me a little bit more of an edge to relate to us because, believe it or not, prior to your beliefs, we are in the same near age bracket, but clearly we're cut from different cloths.
He's going by a plus or minus 20 years.
We're clearly cut from a different cloth. I got nothing. I need an older gentleman here.
He brings somebody who's into fashion and all that stuff. And how am I going to relate to David Letterman? He wasn't that fashionable. I mean, he dressed like Mr. Rogers a little bit.
Do you want to be my neighbor? You want to be my neighbor?
No, not anymore.
You want to be my neighbor? Anthony told me before the show, I need to make friends with my neighbors.
Why?
Because my neighbors are creepy. I've talked about my old-ass neighbor, Barney Fife, and Betty White. That lives up the street that drive me absolutely crazy. But
is it the Betty White from Bringing Down the House version or Golden Girls version?
It's the Golden Girls version.
Oh, I want to meet her.
You don't.
Yeah, bring her to studio.
Oh God, no! That's the last thing I need that's the last thing I need them to know is for where we work. No, thank you.
She's old. She won't remember.
She's old. She don't forget. Old elephants don't forget.
Things that happened years ago.
She don't, man. They are very annoying, and I'm not making friends with them at all.
Good.
I'm not going to invite them over to watch David Letterman with
me. Because as a person of color, you should not, you know already, not to get involved with your neighbors or into anybody else's business.
You just call me a person of color?
Sorry. We are a white person. Go around, get in everybody's business.
I don't want to get in everybody's business. I don't want anything to do with them.
Oh, you're thinking like a color. A person of color. I'm trying not to get us canceled.
All right. Well, on the other side of this break here, folks, I had a banana hammock and bedazzled bikini weekend.
Because he comes out.
And I also had a dream about Anthony.
Which I got wet.
Oh! We'll be right back on
but
the other
not
side
what you
of
thought.
This break. Oh, God.
Fell off the back.
Oh no. Hey, what do you
hey,
what
you
do you
hear? He's a herd.
What am I here? Oh, hey, what man. Do you get? What do you get when you mix a 455 degree burn ember with gasoline?
Magic.
You get things that go boom boom. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those smokers are risking the boom boom when you get out of your car with a lit cigarette hanging from your lip. Don't go boom boom at the gas pump, folks. Vaping eliminates that threat. But Corey, where do I get an electronic cigarette? Well, I'm glad you asked. Right here at Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs is a proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show, offers you the top shelf quality e-cigs on the market. I vape with Halo Cigs and only Halo Cigs, and you should too. One thing people don't know, I was a Halo Cigs vapor before they even became a sponsor. One of my former co-workers came up to me and said, hey, check out this electronic cigarette. It's pretty cool. I tried it. Sent Philippius out, and I said, you gotta get them on the show, and they came on the show. That says a lot about their superior quality and American-made e-liquid. Get what everybody is talking about at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. I promise you, you won't be disappointed, and you won't go boom, boom at the gas station. Vape safe, vape Halo. Cigs, proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Did we just hear Beyonce and this guy singing like together at once?
No.
Oh.
Because Beyonce dumps him out when she sings.
Oh.
Sorry.
I must have still been playing his track in the back of my head then.
Yeah, you are. You are hearing things.
I so do often hear things.
I'm going to need the Twilight Zone music and the sound bed here. We dive into that guy's head. I had a banana hammock and bezazzled bikini weekend, boys.
He hot glued a lot of stones to his skin.
Nope. I got a call from our old friend Dave Marsh, the owner and operator of ArizonaVideoMarketing.com. And he hit me up, and I tweeted it out. And I said, you know, it's always good to get back to my roots. And a lot of people, we have a lot of new listeners, and Anthony, you are new as well, that in my former life and current life as well, I was a video camera operator. I run camera.
Videographer.
A videographer is what they refer to. And I like to dabble in it, and a lot of the commercials and stuff that we shoot for Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm directing those and so forth. And I think I've explained to you a little bit about that. So I got a call from my friend Dave, and he said, hey, I need an extra camera guy for this shoot that I'm doing, but it's an all-day shoot. And I'm like, okay, well, when is he? He's like, it's on a Sunday, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't have anything going on. This was like 2 months ago when he invited me to do this. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, cool. No problem, bro. I'll be there. I'll bring my camera. You bring your camera. We'll do a two-camera setup, whatever.
That sounds hot.
You got two different angles.
You got two different angles, you know what I mean? You take the front, I'll take the back, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, I'll slide around. You know, we'll just handle everything very gingerly. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So we go to this thing, and I totally forgot what it was originally, and I was just like, okay, he's like, here's the address, here's the time to show up, and that's how I operate. Give me the address and the time to show up, and I'm there. Boom, bam. No questions, no. It was a muscle show, like bodybuilder
like,
show.
Like steroids in the arm.
No,
show?
This kind of like that, but this one was an all-natural bodybuilding competition.
Wait, I don't understand. I know what that means.
I didn't know what it meant either until I was there. Basically, it was a competition of people that look just like those steroid jerks, but they do it without any enhancement. They do it by eating like roots and berries and bird poop and tree limbs.
Don't start a riot.
they eat, you know, berries and twigs and stuff. They sit, that's what makes it all natural. They don't do any chemical enhancements for their bodies. So that's what that's the, and they literally have to like take piss test to prove that they have none of those like steroids or any lab created enzymes or anything in their body. It's all completely 100% natural. That's what it meant by natural bodybuilders. So there was a natural bodybuilder competition rolled in with a natural bikini competition all at the same time. And there were banana hammocks and bedazzled bikinis for miles and miles to see.
And since it's all natural, there was no shrinkage anywhere?
There was no... Anthony, you would have passed the hell out.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I am around. I've been around so many
models.
It's like nothing to me.
There were some very impressive bedazzled bikinis, and there were some very impressive and intimidating banana hammocks. And then there were also some, damn it, she shouldn't be wearing that bedazzled bikini. Oh. And then there were some, you were too old to be wearing that banana hammock. That was all going on. And this was like a 12-hour day.
Wow.
I have never seen so many orange people.
Wow. Ew. A lot of Donald Trump's buff Trumps.
No, because they spray tan or whatever.
That's gross.
They put that, literally, there was a company that was there, and that was their sponsorship, is that they would spray tan all of the models.
Did you get spray tan?
No, I didn't.
I'm already orange.
They literally spray tan everybody, because I guess that shows off the muscle definition when they're up there flexing. There was one dude that was up there and it was like the beach body competition, because they had like all these different categories that the models could register in and compete in. So if you didn't win in one category, you would win in another category.
Oh God, they are hippies. I mean, give a freaking medal to everybody.
Dude, I tell you, the medal ceremony was like 4 hours long. It was ridiculous. I was like, just give everybody a medal. Let's act like we're six grade, you know, volleyball team. Everybody wins, no losers, you know. It was tiring, but that was only because I had been standing on my feet that whole entire time. You know, I'm not used to doing manual labor.
No, I mean, those poor legs have to carry, what, 500-600 pounds?
That's 5-6.
Half a ton.
Half a ton? Surprised his ankles didn't just crack and snap.
Oh, you had them rebuilt 5 times.
So mean.
Oh, wait, no, actually, I think I did get to peek at his ankles when he was walking by. He actually has, like, these metal cusps that goes around his feet so he don't just buck onto his own weight.
So he got like Iron Man.
Yeah, he has like metal like reinforcements.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
He got to use Iron Man shoes so he could walk, so they have to like do the little jets.
And he does need that extra pushing of air.
It's funny because it's true.
Oh.
So they had all these different categories for people to compete in, and one was beach body ready, and there was one dude that was up there, and my camera where I was set was right up at the apron of the stage. So when they would flex, I was like, I thought that, you know, somebody was letting air out of a balloon, but it was so weird. They were all doing it. They would flex and they'd go,
I seen they go,
yeah, I was like, what the hell is that? Are you going to explode?
You know why they do that?
Why?
Well, I don't really know why, but I'm going to take a guess.
Okay, take an educated guess. Why?
When you exhale,
your body sinks in.
Yeah, and then you can go tighter with it. As opposed to breathing in, you can't do that. And when you let out, it's easier just to like.
That's a good guess, because I don't know why they were doing it, but there was one guy up there. He was hissing so bad and shaking so bad. I mean, he literally looked like he was going to pass the hell out.
That would be funny.
He was. I thought at least half of those people that were up there, from the guys to the girls, some of them were going to pass out because they were up there flexing so hard. I mean, literally just like, dude was, he walked out, when one guy, when he first walked out on the stage, he wasn't sweating. He wasn't sweating at all until he started flexing. And then he just got the flop sweats. And he just turned, he was already spray tan, but you could see his redness through his spray tan. He was flexing so hard. And you know what? It must have worked because he won in like 4 different categories.
I don't know how that's attractive or can win anything.
And
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. One thing that I wanted to know that whole time is, what the hell were the judges looking for? All I saw were guys up there in banana hammocks flexing muscles, and all I saw were girls that were walking and strutting across the stage. Some of them had muscle mass, some of them didn't. I didn't see how one differentiated from another.
Well, they weren't really looking for anything because they gave everybody medals.
Yeah, you know what? That's
judges were there just for looks.
I don't know how those judges judge those people, but I can tell you one thing: the best looking ones won. But there was one thing that was really interesting when they were like, because we were there for the preliminary judgings. One thing that the lady told all of the lady that was one of the judges, she says, women, when you do your back pose to show the muscles in your back, don't bend all the way over. Cross your legs and just arch your back, because if they bent all the way over, it would be vag for days. It would just be snatch city. And some of the girls there, Lip, you'd be happy to know, didn't follow that instruction.
Mm.
They'd be strutting their stuff, and then it would just be.
Oh, it looks like an old lady chewing on some string.
So you got that video, right?
Yeah, it's all on video.
Oh, how do we see it? I want to watch.
The first part of it.
Why not the second?
Because the second part of it is the bikini competition. You want to? I'm going to buy you one of those bedazzled bikinis.
Ew, why?
I don't know. Just wear it.
Oh my God, I'm going to get my lawyer involved in this one. I do not feel comfortable anymore sitting here.
Corey wants to put me in a bedazzled bikini. I'll wear
one. And I got it on air.
I'll wear one. If we get 5,000 listeners per show, I'll wear a bedazzled bikini right here on the air.
And I'll be next to him like 10, 20 feet away.
That'll be the day we do the broadcast.
I'll just mix into the crowd. I won't even be there.
But they literally had to tell the women not to bend over too far because they would be there. They did. But I don't see why those, and hats off to all those people that competed, because they go through hell to get their bodies ready for a competition. They go through extreme hell where they gain weight, they gain fat, and then they turn it or burn it into muscle. And I mean, they were, when they weren't in competition, they were just passing out all over that venue that we were at. They were just sleepy, and they looked healthy, but I would imagine
they're not healthy.
If they're being judged on their body, and the judge actually told them when the preliminary competition was over, she was like, "Don't eat. You got to come back for your final competition this afternoon." And you just see them walking around. They weren't even drinking water. They weren't eating anything. They were just passing out on like the couches and backstage. And I mean, they looked so unhappy to walk away with this. I mean, dude, I'm there. I'm fat. I'm happy. I'm walking around eating a burger that I bought off of the off the food truck that was out back of this venue, and all these people that were in the competition, they just looked so hungry and so sad.
So you don't have to be a skinny model to starve.
I don't, and they weren't even skinny; they were all muscular.
I know, that's what.
But it was
pointing out the difference.
It was. They looked great on stage.
So was it clear?
And like in the final hour of the competition, the judges and everybody was like, "We got to hurry up and get out all these awards so everybody can get home and eat." They really do go through a huge body transformation with what they do. Because I had talked to a couple of the models, and I'm just like, "How do you prepare for this?" And they're like, "It's like 6-month process." Some of them start working on it like a year. Some people shouldn't have even been up there, because one dude was up there, he was so damn thin. When he flexed, the only thing that moved was his shorts. His shorts had more muscle than he was, and yet dude had no muscle definition whatsoever. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the hell did you get into this competition? But those people looked so sad by the end of the night. It was one girl was carried out of there by, I would imagine, her boyfriend or her brother or her dad. She was just so exhausted. And so she looked good. She looked very well built. She won a couple awards, but she just looked like she had no nutrition in her body, and like she hadn't eaten for 3 days.
Oh, she might. Oh, yeah, she's gonna have to eat blended food.
But it's like a beauty contest. They do really harsh things to their bodies.
If that makes them happy, I mean, it's gross.
It's a lifestyle. It literally is a lifestyle for those people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to do it. That was the first time I ever felt good about being fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they looked like they were just, when they weren't on that stage in stage mode, when they were off stage or when there was like a lunch break, they looked so unhappy. And I'm not mentioning the company that hosted this because I don't want to disparage what they do, because they were, I met the owner of the pageant, or I met the owner of the competition, mm-hmm. and the people that put it on, they were really, really nice and really genuine, but those people just look really unhappy. It's kind of like I've heard, you know, horror stories about like Miss America pageant, where the models are like, we have to go through so much, and they're on a diet of cigarettes and water for 3 weeks. Yeah, just to...
You can't have no fat. You really have to have a very, very low...
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But then there were some girls that were up there. Some women in those bikinis. I mean, one girl, she had so much ass. She walked off the stage, and 3 minutes later, so did her ass. I mean, it didn't make no sense. There was one dude that was up there that had to be, I don't know, 100 in a banana hammock.
Wow.
And he flexed. And yeah, he had some muscle, but... The extra saggy old man skin didn't allow us to really see it. And you know he won one of the grand prizes.
I thought you said they all won.
Everybody did clearly win, because there was probably 400 people in the competition and there was like 400 different categories. So I don't think anybody walked out of there winning nothing.
Oh, God.
But it was interesting. And I'll shoot it again. I would definitely get with Dave and shoot it again, because I thought it was interesting. I might have to have a chair next time, but I would definitely shoot
wheelchair
it again.
A wheelchair to get around.
A motorized wheelchair for your boy. But quickly, before we go to break, I know we're up on a break right here. Just let me transition. I had a dream about Anthony.
I had a dream. I had a scary dream the other night.
I had a scary dream about you, because
it was not scary.
If you don't remember, if you don't remember, a few weeks back, I was talking about, you were making fun of the fact that I may or may not have ghosts in my house. So that was the dream. That was what the dream was about. That you showed up over my house one day.
Is it because I'm so white? You mistook me for ghosts?
No, you were like Corey, I'm gonna get these ghosts out of your house, is what
you were doing. Actually, the weird thing is I can probably get them out of your house.
See, that now the dream is coming true. That's exactly what the dream was about. You were like, Corey, I'm gonna get the ghost out of your house, Corey. You came over, and I was like, it was like in the middle of the night, like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and you had like all this weird stuff on that was blinking, like you were like a ghetto Ghostbuster, and you were coming into my house, and you were like spraying stuff all on my walls, and I'm screaming and the kids are crying and I'm like, I don't know what he's doing. He works on the radio show. I don't know why he's here. And you're like, Corey, I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you. That's all you kept saying this entire really stupid dream. And then I don't know how, you know, in dreams, I just kind of like fast forward. So then the dream just fast forwards and you're holding up this like trash bag and it has like all these like ghostly things inside of it, and you're like, see, Corey, I saved you.
No, that was not ghost. That was all the food I collected underneath the bed.
It was such a you would not stop. You were relentless about coming through my house and catching
and
ghosts.
I wouldn't go spraying anything that doesn't do anything. I'll burn sage.
So you're gonna smoke out in the middle of my house and get all the ghosts high? Is that what you're gonna do?
I didn't say I was burning a bundle of weed. I said sage.
Oh, sage.
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 Yeah.
You really think you can get rid of ghosts with sage?
Not just with sage, but you have to mumble a bunch of other stuff.
Oh my God! What in the hell?
I don't know.
I don't know either, Anthony. That was a dream I had about you.
Yeah,
wow. You were trying to rid my house of ghosts.
Well, I want to try.
All right. It was weird.
Not that weird. It actually seems normal for me.
All right, folks, on the other side of this break, since these guys have absolutely nothing to talk to me about, I'm going to call someone who can talk to me. And I got to talk a little NBA because I have put something up on my Facebook page, and I kind of want to talk about it a little bit more because I think the NBA is rigged once again. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. I kind of want to talk up this song, but I'm not going to talk it up because it has a very, very long intro, so I'm just going to go ahead and just let us go to break. Right, Lip?
Sure.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You got a smile that it seems to me. folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's NBA and NHL playoff season, and right around the corner is your favorite sport. Want to show your team pride? Order your team swag from our friends at Lids.com. Welcome back, Lids. Lids.com through the banner on our site or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids. Right now, for our listeners, take 40% off all NBA and NHL apparel with promo code NOPLAY. All one word, N-O-P-L-A-Y. You can even order your hat or apparel online through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids. Then pick up your order in a local Lids store. Father's Day is just around the corner as well. Lids offers great gifts for dad. So look fashionable while supporting your favorite sport and team by shopping Lids at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids. I prefer the fitted hats, but if you like the new style, fitted snapbacks, is that what the new thing is called? Fitted snapbacks,
Lids? I think so.
Yeah, they have those too. Find your style, find your team, and find it all at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids. We are really proud to have Lids on the show, and give that a look. It's basketball season right now, and that's exactly what I want to talk about. A little bit of basketball here. But Lids.com, FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids is where you can find it all. And I am happy that Lids is back. We've had them on the show prior to that, and we're happy that they have definitely returned. All right, so it's NBA season, folks, and it's something that's what just happened? Your finger's a little too fast over there?
Yeah.
All right. It's NBA season, and of course, anybody that knows, I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, I'm a basketball fan, and there really isn't anything going on with the Phoenix Suns right now because they're not in the playoffs, and we're right now in the Western Conference Finals, and we're also in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I have a prediction for the NBA Finals, and so I want to try to get Ryan Scott on the phone, host of Full Court Press Radio, which he doesn't seem like he's going to answer.
I agree, Ryan.
Oh, that's not. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
He's off playing football
at 8:20 at night. But I wanted to talk to Ryan Scott because I honestly feel that there is a little rigging going on, especially when it comes to one LeBron James and everything else. He just says shoot, call again. So all right, here we go. One LeBron James and
Ryan.
All right, let's try one more time here. This is how it goes. Thank you, boys. Wouldn't have to do this if you guys actually knew some more basketball. Are you yes. watching the NBA Finals at all? Conference Finals at
no,
all?
No.
You're not paying or tracking with it at all?
No.
All right. Well, hey, Ryan Scott, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Ryan Scott, host of Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network. Rye, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. The girls are out on a girls' night tonight, so I'm just chilling with the boy.
With the boy.
It's not boys' night out. It's with the boy.
Who is the boy?
No, the boys. I had an S on it.
Oh, I didn't hear the S. I thought you just woke up.
Big bro Hutch, and then I mentioned him a couple times on my show, but Cody is here, and we got the kids, so then we're babysitting.
Oh, while the girls are out playing, you guys are playing a home dad or whatever it's called.
Stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, stay-at-home dad. Well, Rye, I wanted to bring you on the show because Philippius and Anthony don't really get into the NBA. And I got to have this conversation on my air. And I know a lot of our listeners aren't really big sports fans, but the NBA playoffs are happening right now. And you guys have done an amazing job covering it on Full Court Press Radio. But I have said this on Facebook, and you saw my Facebook post, and you kind of said something to me when you guys were here in studio taping your show on Tuesday. But my thoughts about how this NBA playoffs is going to play out right now is that the NBA wants a Cinderella story with LeBron James.
Correct.
And what I mean by a Cinderella story is that LeBron James went to Miami. He went down there, won a couple of championships, and then he went back to Cleveland after Cleveland burned his jerseys in the street. And now they're going to basically the Cavaliers will sashay their way right into the NBA Finals. And I don't feel that there are any team left right now. The four teams that are left in the whole entire playoffs are the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Atlanta Hawks, Golden State Warriors, and the Houston Rockets. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't think Golden State, Atlanta Hawks, definitely not, because they got their ass handed to them in game one. And the Houston Rockets have a chance on even getting one game over on LeBron. So I posted up on my Facebook page a few days ago that why don't we just cut our losses now and just mail the trophy to LeBron? And you kind of disagreed with me, thinking that these teams are going to, there are some people, these teams actually can challenge LeBron, and I completely feel differently about it.
Well, I totally do think that LeBron could get challenged. I don't think Cleveland is as good as everybody kind of thinks they are.
Even when LeBron puts that team on his back and shows out, because just think about this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the three starters. I'm looking at the three big names, Steph Curry, James Harden, and LeBron James. Those are basically right. The ones that are going to win for these teams. When you put those three together, I think that even if it came down to Cavaliers and it came down to Golden State, we're going to have a high scoring game that is going to go to LeBron.
Well, I think the issue is that the Cavaliers don't have, well, they're rated the best defensive team in the postseason currently.
Right.
But they don't have the offense that everybody thinks. I mean, they struggle on offense, I think, quite a bit. And I really do think that the West is still favored. I think Houston or Golden State is more favored than even Cleveland for winning it all at this point, because Cleveland lost Kevin Love.
That's a big thing, but Kevin Love lost Kevin Love before the Washington series, or did he go out in the Washington? He went out in
he went out in the Boston series. They lost him against the Bulls. They didn't have him for the series against the Bulls, and they still beat the Bulls.
Yeah, and that's my point, though. They still beat the Bulls even without Kevin Love. I don't think Kevin Love has that much of an impact on the game when you have their star player in LeBron James. And yes, I'm throwing out some hate erasure for LeBron right now, but when you have LeBron James that's pretty much coaching and calling everything that that team is going to do, where everybody is like, Every other Cavalier go to the corner and stand there for a while LeBron James does what he's going to do.
I don't think it's going to work against the smarter coaches of the league. And I don't think Tom Thibodeau is one of those smarter coaches anymore. I think his way of play, the Bulls head coach, kind of was exposed in that Cleveland series. So I don't think that was a true testament that Cleveland is ready to win it all this year. I really do think that anyone in the West, and even Atlanta, I think that first game, they lost in Atlanta, but they only lost by 8 points. Atlanta was tied at halftime, and a lot of their team kind of went cold on offense. It wasn't so much what Cleveland was doing as much as it was what Atlanta was not able to do against Cleveland.
But also, they only lost by 8 points in that last game, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. But at one point, Ryan, they were down by like 30.
They were never down by that much.
They were getting their asses handed to them. You can't allow Cleveland to do that. They lost that game in the third quarter.
They did lose the game in the third quarter. They went down by, I think, 7 points by the end of the third quarter. And then they ended up losing by 8 points. But I still think it was more what Atlanta was not able to do more than what Cleveland did.
Do you feel that Atlanta has a chance on knocking the Cavaliers out and going to the finals, or will my prediction come true? LeBron will just sashay on right into the finals.
Oh, I sure think there's a chance. I don't think that it's likely. Like, I wouldn't say it's overwhelmingly in Atlanta's favor currently, but I definitely think there's a chance. If I was going to bet, I'd probably bet on Cleveland, but I wouldn't say that there's no chance that Atlanta wins that series. Atlanta is a tough team.
I just think that the NBA is going to get their story. They're going to get their Cinderella story with LeBron. And I've always hated LeBron. There's no secret about that. And it just seems like it's going to be one boring ass NBA Finals once again. Because what else does the league have right now? They have Stephen Curry, who's their MVP, but Stephen Curry can't win all by himself. They've got James Harden, who actually, Stephen Curry just picked up a $5,000 fine for flopping in game one. Yeah. And I don't think that they don't have any other billboard names. I believe Daniel Taylor mentioned on your show that this is the first NBA Finals season that there isn't a Kobe, there isn't a Spurs team, there isn't Duncan in the finals. We're missing a whole lot of signature players. And the only one that's left right now is LeBron James. He's the last man standing, which just...
But we have a whole bunch of new guys. I mean, we have James Harden and Steph Curry, like you said. And then we have an Atlanta team that very much mimics the Spurs teams of these recent years. That doesn't need a superstar to win.
I just think that... I don't know, man. I really just think that it's... It's going to go LeBron's way. And I started the hashtag anyone but LeBron. I don't care if St. Mary's up the street, the girls team wins right now. Just anybody but LeBron. I don't need anything else. He goes on all ESPN. He's on NBA TV talking about his maturity and how he has to be the older statesman now. And he's leading all these other young men, but he's still a bloviated, stuck on himself, believes his own press NBA player, and I don't want him to have another feather in his cap. I want it to go to Stephen Curry. That's who I'm rooting for. I believe that the Golden State Warriors are gonna make it past the Houston Rockets. Unfortunately, it's going to go seven games. The Cavaliers are going to sweep Atlanta in four games, which is going to give them a week's worth of rest to go up against Golden State, which means they're going to just sashay right over them. I am really pulling. I'm putting all my tokens in the Golden State's bucket right now. I would love to see them win it all, not because I'm a fan of Golden State. It's just because hashtag anybody but LeBron. That's all I care about.
I'm kind of on board with you in the hashtag. If I had to rank what team I wanted to see win in order of the four teams that are left, I would say Atlanta, Golden State, Houston, Cleveland.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. But I don't think either one of us are gonna get our wish.
I don't think Cleveland's got it. In all honesty, they have not impressed me this offseason. They haven't done anything that's reckless. I cannot sell them the cow and the milk right now.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me on the show to let me purge on this, because I had to get this out. I had to talk it, and I needed to just take just a few minutes to kind of let it out. Hashtag anybody but LeBron. So, Rye, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I really do appreciate it. And I'll let you get back to your dad night.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you later.
All righty, buddy. See ya. All right, check out Ryan Scott on Full Court Press Radio at fullcourtpressradio.com. They broadcast right from this studio. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go wake up Philippius and Anthony. And
I love that look you just gave me a while ago.
Yeah, that was...
I went to go show Philippius something. You gave me that look like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that was a look that you... This might be your last show. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of Fat Guy Radio Show. And checking a new hit me get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's summertime, and you know what? Summertime is fun time, and fun time happens in Vegas!
Vegas!
Get to Vegas this summer. There's no better time to go than right now. Back in the day, I thought it was expensive to get to Vegas and see a show or stay at one of the grand hotels. Not anymore. Through Vegas.com, through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Great deals only available at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Why? Because the folks who operate Vegas.com live, work, and play in Vegas. They know the specials before the ad companies know the specials, and they offer them to you. Also, if a special hotel rate changes, Vegas.com lets you know and then lets you rebook at a lower rate and refunds you the difference. Try getting that from any other Vegas booking site. Take advantage of this amazing deal and other deals at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Don't waste another summer just sitting around jackknifing at home. Get out to Vegas and start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. There are amazing Memorial Day deals going on right now, too. Last-minute deals where those hotels need to fill those rooms. Get it. Get on it right now. Don't delay. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Well, boys, thank you for giving me that segment to talk sports.
You really needed it.
I did.
Yeah.
I hate LeBron. Oh. Hold on. Here we go. We're going to take a call on the air.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, this is fun. This is Corey.
This is Lil D.
Lil D.
What's up?
My little brother.
Are you doing radio right now?
What do I do on Thursday nights?
I don't know.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know what I do on Thursday nights, Lil D?
You might sit there and
you're on the air. Questions. You're on the air right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Lil D, why are you calling me in the middle of the show?
I want to throw a monkey wrench in, you know, like I do.
You were railroading my show all the way from Chandler, California.
I totally forgot your show. It was 7:30-ish. I didn't know it was 8:30-ish.
No, the show is wrapping up, but you know the show is a 90-minute show or an 85.5-minute show.
Well, there you go. I want it to be the grand finale. I want to make it all about me.
What do you want?
I have a serious question for you about houses. Do you think the house prices are going to go down since they're starting to shoot up? Because I don't know if I'm able to buy it yet, but I don't want. It's like I want to buy because you see everything's going up. But do you think they'll actually go back down again?
Lil D, why would you even care about the prices of the housing market right now if you're not ready to buy?
No, I want to buy right now. I mean, that's the reason why I'm in a rush to try to buy while they're going up. But I don't really want to buy if I don't necessarily have to. But I'm afraid because everything is shooting up. So I want to know about you. Do you think they're going to go back down?
Because you think I'm plugged into the real estate market, right?
You play for a lot of stuff. So, of course, who else would I ask? I wouldn't call you for no other reason.
Thanks, Lil D. You wouldn't call me just to say hi.
How you doing?
Or just say hello. Are you still breathing? Has anybody attacked you in your house? Has Anthony...
See, I don't know about that. See, they tell me, and then I have to come over with my gun. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can say that.
Shoot up the whole neighborhood over there.
What you going to do? Are you going to shoot him in the chest? I'll wet you! I don't have an answer for you right now, but I'm going to... It's time for me to wrap up the show, actually, and I hate that you were the finale. You know what I'm saying? Well, before regarding the houses and the housing markets and things like that, I'll tell you this much. All right, and there he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
That's jacked up. He didn't call me to watch.
He knows better to call me on while I'm on the air.
Wow. Now he's gonna come shoot up all of us.
Shoot you in the chest. I'll wet ya. That's an old bit that we did, Anthony.
Oh, is that why I'm just sitting here? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an old bit. Anthony was like, oh my God, they're going to kill each other. Is that what they do?
Yeah. I took you as non-threatening. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not non-threatening. Yeah, I'm non-threatening.
Yeah, so
I just put a hamburger in front of him and he's good.
Watch out for them teeth.
Yeah. You ass. He just texted me that you ass. That's messed up. That was my little brother. Lil D making a cameo on the show. Well, I guess we won't talk about road rage.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
He just road raged our show.
I think he did just road rage our show. But there was a list of how a percentage of how people feel about road rages and blah blah blah.
Do we care?
I think that number one, Arizona.
I have road rage.
I know you do. Arizona has gotten dumber when it comes to driving. Have you noticed the big, huge cartoon size signs that now say do not enter on the one-way exit ramp off the freeways?
Yes. Yeah.
Those have never been there before. Are we that dumb where we have that many people turning up that one-way ramp?
Yes.
We're getting stupid.
It's all the
old
people.
I'm not getting stupid, but other people around me are.
It's the old. It's getting bad. They don't even know how to get on the freeway anymore?
No.
No.
They can't see.
At all.
I don't think it's all of the old people, even though, oh my God, I just defended the old people. All
right, they're old and they're...
Wait, you were defending an old person earlier, so...
Well, that was because he was on TV!
God.
Because he's famous.
He's famous. But the old people, I believe, are doing the same thing. I saw a horrible accident on the freeway just this morning. Dude, we can't merge. We don't know. Here's the number one rule. The number one rule of freeway driving, Arizona drivers, I'm going to help you right now. You don't get up to speed when you are on the freeway. That's what the access ramp is for. Am I wrong?
Oh, God, I hate that.
The access ramp, you don't merge into 65, 75 mile an hour traffic going 40.
Or how about this? I was going onto the on-ramp, and right before I started merging, this truck in front of me decided to stop and wait for people to go by.
Oh, my God!
And there was, like, separated by at least three cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there honking, cussing, and yelling.
And they don't care because it's all about them. There's nobody else on the road but them. And I'm sorry, fat women in trucks, stay off the freeway.
Oh, you know, I know why they should. Because they can't turn their head that far to see if
they can't. Something. Their fat necks will prevent
they
them
start
from
choking. They go a little to the left and it's start choking.
They're fat. I can't tell you how many times a day when I'm driving, I almost get ran over on the road, sideswiped by some fat bitch in a truck.
How do you almost get ran over?
Because my car is so small.
Why is your car so small?
Near that. Reminds me talking about the clumps earlier. You know when they got to get the jaws of life? That's him in his car.
Horrible driving in Arizona. Horrible people. Please.
Arizonians can't drive.
No, they can't.
At all.
Get up to speed. Every freeway in Phoenix and the surrounding cities is 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Mm-hmm. We have a mile and a half stretch of on-ramp to give you enough time for even clunker cars like Philippius's beater can get up to 65
he
miles.
Your car a beaner.
Can get up to 65 up. Miles oh, yeah. per hour to merge into traffic that's going 65 miles. Just do me a favor. Just do it. And I'm telling you, we not only need to keep the dumb people off the freeway, but I think we need to put an age limit on people that can drive on the freeway. If you, after the age of 50, you shouldn't be allowed on the freeway anymore. You have to take the surface roads. I think that's when your driving and reaction time starts to fail. Right?
You're right around the corner.
I am. We got to get out of here. This has been another one that I'm going to sit back and think about. All right, folks. Today's show.
God. We're not off yet? We on?
No, here we go again. Confused. Watch this. All right, here we go. People. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. Dad? No, that's your horrible phone. Dad, what do I do on Thursday nights?
Tonight is Thursday. Nothing I know of.
My family does not.
They just,
Dad, I'm doing the show.
Are you doing your program?
It sounds like, you know he owed when he said,
Dad,
doing your program.
I'm like a PBS
Dad,
special.
I'm doing my program right now.
Would you like to donate?
You're
okay, no problem. I'll just call and tell you about your Mel and Lucas stuff is on its way.
Oh, okay. Well, you're on the show right now because...
Excellent.
Because you and Little D have both called me at the end of my show.
Oh, man, that's good. We're going to have to write that down on our calendar. Not to call. Because most people don't write it down as to when to call.
That was actually smart.
So I'll beg your humble pardon, and I'll talk with you later.
All right, Dad, I love you.
Okay.
Seriously, we're going to have like Shirley Temple on tonight's program. Have you call up, give us money.
My family does not care what I do.
They
do not.
The same thing you did to Little D to your dad. I was like,
oh, no, not my dad.
He'll come bust you
he
up.
He will definitely bust me up. All right, folks, take it out of here. Hey, you met my little brother and my dad all in the same show.
Because they don't know what you do with
they
your life.
They don't care what I do. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by Audible.com. For my listeners, Audible is giving you a free audiobook of your choice with a free 30-day trial. Take advantage of this offer at audibletrial.com/FGRS. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line, not my cell phone, our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We rely on your word of mouth, ladies and gentlemen, for anything, whether it's shopping through our sponsors, Facebook liking, Twitter following, or just getting new listeners to the show. We need to hit a new threshold, which is 5,000 listeners per show, and we need your help in doing that. We don't have an advertising budget to pull it off ourselves, so we need you to get out there and spread the word about Fat Guy Radio Show. For our executive producer, Philippius and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. My family doesn't care.
Not
one more word before you go, if I may. Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show. Now you may go.
One, everyone need to buy this, though.